Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after five, if you're listening to us live in the eastern part of the United States, if you're in the Middle East or the East.
The Middle East of America.
I can't help you. I don't know what fucking time it is over there.
Oh, I don't know.
It's tonight at some point.
But our system makes sense, right? This daylight saving time and then savings time. Sorry. And
I mean, I think so. I think daylight savings times make sense. Why not just make it year fucking round if it helps save energy and shit.
Why?
I don't give a shit. I'm not a purist. I had a friend who had he was irritated as fuck by it's not based on nothing. It's not arbitrary. It's based on the apogee of the sun in the middle of the day at noon and all this bullshit.
Right.
And I'm like, well, who gives a fuck?
Right. And this is why your friendship dissolved?
No.
Not this argument. Oh,
no,
okay.
I don't think it dissolved.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it had a friend?
Oh.
I was kind of making a joke because it was like, this would be a funny reason.
I have a friend that once said.
That once said, oh, okay.
Join us on our social media at Crab Diving during the show on the Twitter. We check that shit. And we're also on Facebook. We have a Facebook page. We don't check that during the show. And we have an Instagram page that we hardly ever go to or check or post anything at all. But, you know, what the hell. Go see some Shelby pictures.
Should post some more things.
Thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, that URL or the wonderful banner on our webpage, if you use that every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
That's right.
Just helps us out here with a couple of cents.
Right. Buy some things. Buy whatever supplies you need to ride out this last fourth wave of virus that may or may not be coming.
Oh dear God. Okay. The soup comes in six gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
There's a setting that got fucked up.
Why does it weigh only 60 pounds? I'm only 50 pounds. I mean, is that some sort of notable engineering feat in powdered food that I'm not aware of? Like, this is only 50 pounds.
It weighs only 50 pounds.
We usually weigh 120 pounds, but we have this new kind of dehydrated food tech.
Let's see. We do have, I think our drops have been like echoing and I'm trying to figure out why.
So
thanks for joining us on this wonderful Monday. We got a lot of shit to get to. Strap in, everybody. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I haven't refreshed HuffPo. So for all I know, you know, in a little bit, I think in a couple of hours, for all I know.
Lots of earthquakes in L.A.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
You were going to say?
No, I have no idea. Matt Gaetz, for all I know, could be arrested.
Not yet.
Okay.
Over at the HuffPo live Chauvin trial.
Right.
Floyd doctor says death likely from asphyxia. So that's one of the things that the prosecution and the defense are arguing over is how George Floyd died.
Yeah.
And the defense is saying, you know, he had all these drugs and he OD'd right. and he had a bad heart right. anyway and all this stuff. Yeah. Had nothing to do with the guy kneeling on his neck for 9.5 minutes crazy. Straight. Just a coincidence.
Fucking crazy.
So that's, I mean, that's it. That's the story, basically.
Yeah.
I could read from it, but an emergency medicine doctor who treated George Floyd the night he died testified in court Monday. He believed Floyd had died of asphyxia. The common term for oxygen deprivation, Dr. Bradford Langenfeld made the statement during his testimony in the trial of Derek Chauvin, former Minneapolis police officer charged with murdering Mr. Floyd.
Right.
May 25th last year.
So that guy's saying it was the knee.
Well, he didn't know what had caused it.
Right.
He just knew the guy was, his air supply was cut off.
Yeah.
Langenfeld testified that Floyd was in cardiac arrest and absolutely suffering a medical emergency when paramedics brought him to Hennepin County Medical Center the night of the arrest. He said he tried to resuscitate Floyd for roughly 30 minutes before he officially pronounced him dead at 9:25 p.m.
It's fucking insane.
The prosecutor asked Langenfeld if his leading theory for Floyd's cardiac arrest had been oxygen deprivation. The doctor said yes. That was one of the more likely possibilities. I felt that at the time, based on the information I had, it was more likely than the other possibilities.
God damn. Jeez. Well, I mean, we know.
Two autopsies, one conducted by county officials. And the other commissioned by Floyd's family, separately classified Floyd's death as a homicide. However, the autopsy reports, which were both released last June, differed on the exact cause of death.
Okay.
The county ME report said that Floyd died of cardiopulmonary arrest, complicating law enforcement, subdual restraint, and neck compression.
Oh.
I don't know what that means. That was okay.
I see.
The report also stated that fentanyl and methamphetamine were found in his system at the time of his death. The doctors who conducted the independent autopsy said Floyd died of mechanical asphyxia. So they said that he couldn't breathe because they were sitting on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Chauvin's attorney, Eric Nelson, has argued that Floyd's death was caused in part by high blood pressure, heart disease, and drug use. Not by Chauvin kneeling on the neck.
Oh, come on. I love that. Heart disease. You know, it really exacerbates my heart disease when I have some racist fucking cop sit his knee on my neck for how many minutes? 9 minutes? Jeez.
So there you go. Langenfeld said he considered the possibility that Floyd's cardiac arrest was caused by excited delirium, but dismissed that theory since the paramedics did not report Floyd being very sweaty or extremely agitated, two common symptoms of the condition.
Yeah.
He said he did not treat Floyd with Narcan, a medication designed to rapidly reverse opioid overdose that night because the paramedics didn't report. And the paramedics didn't report treating him with Narcan either.
That shit did not.
He didn't OD on fentanyl.
Here's what played the only part in his death is the knee on the neck for 9+ minutes. That's what killed him.
Over $20.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Some dumb fucking.
And that poor guy feels bad. I mean the employee, did you hear he testified and he said the management sent him out to confront Floyd and stuff like that. And he's like, he feels bad now. He feels like he's the cause of.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we should really rethink that. I mean, do we need to really call the police because someone is passing a fake $20 bill? I mean, do we need a cop to come look into that? Or, I mean, is it such a problem that we have to?
Well, and did he know was the question. And they're not sure that he knew it was a bad bill.
Right.
Even. Like, it's not like he was printing them up at home, photocopying them or shit. I mean, he just may not have known.
And it's not like these geniuses, these cops would have figured it out.
Or cared.
They wouldn't have given a fucking shit. To try to figure it out.
Are you kidding?
Of course they wouldn't care.
They could beat up a black guy.
Yeah, I'm going to put my knee on his neck in front of everyone.
And then as the crowd was pleading,
Why did he do it?
Just stare him down and threaten to tase them.
I mean, why would he?
Because he's an evil, heartless fuckwad. He's soul free. Jeez. Not that I believe in that, but you know.
Right, right.
And it's not going well with him. Like, a lot of cops are testifying that that's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
That's not. They're saying right. That's what he was trained to do, and it's like, nah, no.
It's
no,
not
no.
what he's trained to do. Yeah. But it's probably what he's seen done before.
In with breaking news and
you know,
over at the Drudge Report, the headline there saith, "Oh yeah, they're all scared shitless of this." Janet Yellen. Is the chair of the Fed.
Okay.
She's suggesting a global minimum tax rate.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Globalist.
Globalist. Oh,
Jesus Christ. QAnon's like losing his titties right now.
Janet Yellen will use her first major address as Treasury Secretary to argue for a global minimum corporate tax rate.
Wow.
Corporate tax rate.
That is very Starfleet.
As she makes the case for President Biden's plan to raise U.S. corporate taxes to fund his $2 trillion-plus infrastructure plan. Convincing other countries to impose a global minimum tax would reduce the likelihood of companies relocating offshore.
Yeah.
As Biden seeks to increase the corporate rate here from 21 to 28. So, you know, they're saying, well, we're going to leave. We're going to pick up our manufacturing and leave if you raise our taxes. And then we should say, okay, good. You're not selling your shit here.
Yeah, yeah. But if everybody's paying that flat rate, then they can't leave.
Right.
Because there would be no point.
Then their taxes will be, you know, almost the same as elsewhere.
I mean, that seems like that would be a good thing for people, maybe.
It's about making sure governments have stable tax systems that raise sufficient revenue to invest in essential public goods and respond to crises, and that all citizens fairly share the burden of financing government.
In other words, the rich people. Yeah, yeah. Pay your fair share, richies. So is this like kind of one world government? Is this like Mark of the Beast?
Paying. They make it sound like a global tax.
Globalist.
It's a global tax rate. Rate.
But I'll say this. We came up with some you know, guidelines for making things accessible for people in wheelchairs and things like that. And we made this law, right? We wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the United Nations wanted to pass it, right?
Ooh, those cops,
to have
yeah.
everybody adhere to it, and the Republicans wouldn't do it.
Right, because globalism, even though it was all the stuff that we've done here.
Yeah, and they even...
But this is a tax rate. This isn't like one big pool of money that we're all going to have to then divvy up or something. This is every country agreeing to a corporate tax at a minimum rate so that it doesn't encourage corporations to flee their home country because they're wooed by shitty tax rates or lower tax rates or, you know, no labor protections or shit.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere we can hire a 9-year-old.
Right, right.
For
right.
40 cents an hour.
But no, I'm down. That makes sense.
A day.
Right.
I mean...
Well, you need to explain that to the lunatics. I mean, I don't know how you do that. Because they're going to hear that. I mean, the global
Well,
world
and look at how those fuckers
order.
At Drudge spun it. The headline. Global tax.
Of course, man.
Rate. It's a global tax rate. It's everybody agreeing that we're going to charge a certain amount to these fucking rich, multinational, twat-faced corporations.
Yeah.
And instead of them picking up their toys and leaving or holding countries by the short curlies by saying, we're going to pick up and leave and you're going to lose all these jobs. And that's when we should say, fine, then your product is banned from this country.
So if you don't adhere to the global rate, then you don't get to like sell your wicker furniture in Arizona.
Well, I could be. I mean,
yeah. Like if you're in Bulgaria or something, you're like, I don't want to pay that.
Well, it won't matter because it's more to discourage companies hear from saying we don't like the taxes here. Biden's raising the taxes. I'm gonna pick up and move to Bulgaria.
What about Russia though? Would Russia be in this?
I can't imagine. They're gonna find ways around it. They always fucking do. They'll be like, oh yeah, totes. We'll join.
Right, right.
And then they'll write laws for their buddies too, for special breaks and shit like that. That's how it works.
Right.
Companies, these fucking consulting parasitic companies will make billions.
Yeah.
Off of telling corporations how to dodge their taxes.
That seems to me, I mean, not to sound like a total tree hugger, but that's just not in the spirit of like humanity and for the greater good.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right. They don't care. They don't care. But
damn. I mean, don't we all want to eventually, you know, sit in the surf and, you know, and play tambourines and get high at the drum circle all fucking day? Or do we want to keep going to these goddamn cubicles and shit?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what people are into. You got a work fetish.
That's that fucked up Calvinist bullshit. You got to suffer in this life to enjoy the next one. Fuck you.
What kind of rule?
That's how the fascists keep you down. That's how the theocrats keep you down. Is they say, oh, you got to suffer in this. You got to suffer in this life, but look how great it's going to be in the next. Don't worry. Jesus is going to help you. Allah is going to help you. Or Vishnu is going to wrap her 75 arms around you or whatever.
I'm a Smurf. Papa Smurf is my Jesus.
Okay.
Or, that's pretty good. One of those Ewoks.
Yeah. I'll give you a beard job. President Trump lowered the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21%. God, why do we have this giant hole in the deficit all of a sudden and the debt rising so much? Why? Yeah, I wonder why.
You know, the thing is, like some of these huge corporations, the way I understood it, they could have taken a hit during COVID, but they wouldn't have gone under, but they would have lost some value.
Right.
There's no, what? Why do the only people that have to take the hit are, you know, people at work and shit like that? I mean, you know.
The average corporate tax rate in the G7 is 24%, with some 9 countries recently lowering their corporate rate. Biden's plan would also raise the international minimum rate for foreign profits from U.S. companies from 10.5% to 21%, which would still be lower than the 28% domestic corporate rate.
Right. People don't now. Who isn't going to like that? Republicans? Do they like that or they don't like that? They don't like.
No, they don't. Yeah, they don't want to raise taxes at all.
But you know,
well, except on.
But the reason
the poor.
Yes, but not
with sales tax, right? And shit like that. That's what they do.
Well, don't raise it on the poor. Take it on these rich people because we all need to pay a similar amount so our governments can fight climate change and send sandbags to Florida.
Right. And we should have a VAT tax, not a sales tax.
Yeah, whatever. We have what we have is a huge lake of shit that we don't know what to do with. And
Europe does real well with VAT taxes.
Yeah. Do they have shit problems like we do?
You know, like staples and things like that. There's no tax. You don't pay tax on food. You don't pay tax on milk and food and shit like that.
Right.
Unless you start getting up into the really fancy stuff. It's the same with everything. It's a value added tax. It's how much electronics is more because it's not an essential.
Yeah.
You know, your giant 87 inch TV is not an essential.
Yeah. So you'll get a VAT tax.
So there's a higher tax rate on that.
Right.
Than say, a microwave oven where people use it to make food.
Right. The microwave is a little too posh or not too posh.
No, I don't think so. I think the microwave is pretty standard these days. What about a toaster oven? I think that's probably steamer? Cheap too.
Get out the wallet.
Yeah, I don't know. You're starting to get into some liberal shit now, steaming shit. But yeah, our country's just fucked up
with these
taxes and everything. It's just why these Democrats need to go big.
Yeah, because it could be gone. Everyone could lose. We could be back at the same shit. In 4 years, Trump could be president, and the House and the Senate could be down the shit tubes, man.
Yellen's task would be to make the international case. Her speech also is designed to set the tone for the annual spring International Monetary Fund. Oh, these sound fun. Ooh. And World Bank meetings in Washington.
Oh, God. Bring your calculators.
Yeah, and lots of shipments from the Ukraine coming in with holes drilled in the side for breathing.
Oh, shit. Is this for that weekend, I'll bet. Trafficking? Well, Matt Gaetz won't
this
be there.
This is all the rich world bankers and leaders. You think they're not shipping in all kinds of girls?
Yeah,
Some creepazoids are?
Yeah, okay. I almost had a Matt Gaetz question, but I'm not doing that.
Probably a Trump. I mean, it's probably Don Jr. is still running the Trump modeling agency.
I mean, come on. What are you telling me? Every Republican is a sex trafficker?
No.
Not every sex trafficker. Not every Republican is a sex trafficker, but every sex trafficker is a Republican?
No. I don't think that either.
Who? Name me a Democrat that's a sex trafficker.
I'll have to think of one. Wiener just trafficked his own wiener over the internet.
What a dumb fuck. What a stupid fuckhead.
Yellen will also challenge the world's economic powers to focus on climate change. Wait a second. They have been. We need to focus on climate change.
Yes. Yes.
We've had 4 years of utter anti-science bullshit, corporate taint licking.
Oh, yes.
Big oil licking.
Oh, we are dumping.
Science denial.
Hydrochlorofluorocarbons all up in this motherfucker, and we don't give a fuck.
She said together we can use a global minimum tax to make sure the global economy thrives based on a more level playing field in the taxation of multinational corporations and spurs innovation, growth, and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah. I think Jeffrey Epstein is a Democrat, or he was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a pretty significant one.
I don't know how Ghislaine voted.
Right.
I don't know if she was a...
thank you, Alaska, my brother.
She voted.
Ghislaine? Oh, she was probably a Democrat. I have no
Maxwell,
idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She was hanging in that crowd, probably.
Right. I'm not saying that pedophiles are more likely to be Democrats. That's not what I mean. I was just thinking...
An equal distribution.
No. I'm just saying Ghislaine might be if Jeffrey Epstein was, because they were friends, right?
More, yeah.
But Epstein was friends with Trump.
Who was a Democrat up until, like, the black guy won.
Yeah.
Then suddenly he was done for some reason. It was just a coincidence. Had nothing to do with that, but suddenly he decided he was no longer a Democrat.
You know, the thing is, you have to, America needs to not forget Trump and figure out there must be a lesson we can learn. How did such a horrible, deplorable, vapid, racist, fascist human being
narrow it down?
How did he waltz into the White House?
Oh, Trump. Okay.
How did we let that happen? We have to figure it out, and we can't let it ever happen again. How do we figure that out? You know what I mean? No, I mean, we have to.
You've walked in the neighborhood here by houses that are still desperately clutching to their Trump president signs and flags.
Don't you think that Biden needs to open like some sort of special task force on how to. No, the task force needs to be never let Trump ever be fucking president again. And that's their job all fucking day. I don't know what they do at their job, but their job is to do stuff to make it so he's never president.
Right.
That's the most important thing ever.
That is important.
I'm sorry. That really didn't sound like a horrible idea.
Because
he's got an office, right? He's working at being president again or whatever he's doing.
Well, yeah. And he's signing shit president. Well, I don't know. Does Obama sign shit President Obama, maybe? I don't know.
For like a pizza? Yeah.
Those are your headlines.
Yay.
Elsewhere in El News, a drone has discovered a possible second breach in a large Florida wastewater reservoir.
Blech.
As more pumps were headed to the site to prevent a catastrophic flood. This is some
what way
nasty shit here in Florida that I'm sure some evil corporation what? Got tax breaks
is
or people looking
shit?
The other way. No, it's like phosphates and shit like that.
What does that nasty. Mean?
I think
is
it's the
shit from
is it leftovers from industrial stuff? We'll find out in a second. U.S. Representative, oh boy, Vern Buchanan.
Hey, motherfucker.
Republican.
Watch out for the phosphate.
Toured the area by helicopter. Said federal resources were committed to assisting the effort to control the 77-acre Piney Point Reserve in Manatee County.
Oh.
Just south of the Tampa Bay area.
Those poor manatees. Please, get the fuck out of there.
Among those are the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers. Buchanan said, I think we're making some progress. There is something that has been going on. This is something that's been going on too long. Oh, now I think everybody is focused on this. I'm sure you've been very concerned in monitoring this.
Yeah.
Mr. Buchanan, how much did this fucking corporation donate to your fat Republican ass?
How long have you known about it, fuckface? How long have you known about the leak in the
shit pond? He's on the phone.
He's like,
Bobby Earl, I gotta go on public and say I'm again you. I know we were golfing last weekend and you donated all that money, but you know, at some point I gotta say you gotta clean this shit up.
You know, let's get real, man. Let's get fucking real about shit in this country. I see Florida all over the place. You know, you see workers here. Most of the time, they're dealing with shit pipes and plumbing. Most of the time. And I'm telling you, this country must, they're having a problem routing all the shit to reasonable places. I mean, that's, wait, in Texas, the pipes froze? They had issues with shit getting
to the correct
places? Yeah. Same thing in Mississippi?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have to start thinking about that. Maybe that needs to be a cabinet spot or something. The sewage. I'm serious. The minister of sewage.
Well, that's interior.
A lot.
That's part of Department of the Interior, right?
Let me tell you something. This particular part of the interior, if it goes tits up, it's really going to make it this planet really not great.
And it's probably a state thing.
Yeah. Well, no. There's
which is why
there's a big mistake.
Well, which is why certain states need
like this state
their little hands held.
This state, Biden, get your ass down to Florida. Get your fucking ass down, sink Kamala's.
Well, he's got a bunch of states like this one.
Not like this one, please. Oh,
have you been to Mississippi?
Please.
Arkansas, Texas.
Yeah, you're right.
South Dakota.
I mean, really, these Republican states lately, this anti-trans shit, you guys are just fucking assholes. Alabama, Arkansas.
The enemy's still going to come after those of us that are hard charging, leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket.
The enemy is going to come after those of us that are hard charging and leading the spiritual ignition of this rocket. Wow.
Holy fuck, man.
It's off the top of his head, too.
Yeah. Do you think he writes? Does he have a script somewhere in his
God? I don't know.
His
maybe
hard drive.
Jot some shit down when he's taking his big, massive meat shit.
I wrote a script about Kennedy assassination.
Elsewhere in the news,
yes.
Well, we can do the COVID stuff. Let's get that over with because that's going to be depressing as fuck.
Oh yeah, good.
Fourth
wave.
Dr. Fauci has said the government will not mandate the use of vaccine passports for travelers or businesses during the pandemic.
Why the fuck not?
The passports showing proof of vaccination could speed up the international travel reopenings, but the idea of requiring immunization credentials has been a point of contention, particularly among, let's say it together, Republicans.
We have to figure out at some point, do we want to die from coronavirus or do we want to pay the Republicans any mind whatsoever?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has banned the use of vaccine passports in his state. On Friday, he signed something, said, look, I'm banning this shit.
Well, listen, you little fucking cunt. I hope you go to jail for the way you distributed this fucking vaccine. You know you did some underhanded bullshit.
He does believe though that businesses or schools could require vaccine passports to enter their buildings.
Good.
Quote, I'm not saying that they should or that they would, but I'm saying you could foresee how an independent entity might say, well, we can't be dealing with you unless we know you're vaccinated, but it's not going to be mandated from the federal government, he said.
Is there anything, is it possible to take him seriously ever?
Who, Fauci?
Oh, no, Fauci. Oh, my God. I thought you were saying DeSantis.
No. Okay, this is Fauci.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, God.
I switched to people.
This is fucking with me for a second. I was like, that's DeSantis?
No, that's... I probably would have done a dumb voice.
Doesn't make any sense.
I'm not saying they should or that they would.
I was like, what?
The EU unveiled its proposal for vaccine passports in March, which would allow citizens who can certify they've been vaccinated or recently tested negative for COVID-19 to cross borders without quarantine requirements.
Are they not?
How's your vacation? You have a 2-week vacation. You got to quarantine for 10 days.
Yeah. But that's why this passport thing is a great idea.
Right.
I mean, why? They don't like it. And that, by they, I mean the maggots, the idiots, the droolers, the fuck faces and things.
Well, because freedoms and because a lot of them are anti-vaxxers.
They don't see it as freedom. Like, you have this vaccine, you have your passport, means you are free to go anywhere you want.
Yeah, I'm free to go wherever I want anyway. God said so.
But now you can, okay, here's the difference. You're free to go wherever the fuck you want right now, but you can get sick. You're free to get sick as shit. Or to pass it to get someone else sick. But if you get the shot and the stupid passport, that doesn't happen. That doesn't make sense.
Vaccine skepticism runs deep among white evangelicals in U.S., reports the Associated Press.
Jesus, are you going to do something about your dumb fucking people? Yes or no, you fuck?
The president of the Southern Baptist Convention, America's largest evangelical denomination, posted a photo on Facebook last week of him getting the COVID-19 vaccine.
That's
it drew
nice.
More than 1,100 comments, many of them voicing admiration for the Reverend J.D. Greer, and many others assailing him.
Obama! COVID-19!
Critics are wondering, are worshipers going to now need vaccine passports to enter your church in Durham, North Carolina?
But dickhead, this is about you not, you can't, if you have this, we can do things like having church, right? If you have a, that just means everyone coming in there has had a shot. Is that lost on him?
On the people smearing him, you mean? He did the right thing.
Okay.
Others depicted the vaccines as satanic or unsafe. Or suggested that the pastor is complicit in government propaganda.
Nee.
The head of the Southern Baptist Convention is putting out government Biden propaganda.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine how many horrible Republicans the president of the Southern Baptist Convention has fucking endorsed. But Jesus Christ, the guy there says, let's get vaccinated and shit.
It shows how the cult members... are lost. They're gone. They're insane. They're brainwashed, and I don't know what's going to get them back.
Okay, dumb fucks. Don't get your vaccine. That's fine. I got mine, so I'm protected from you fuck faces. My God, why are people so stupid?
The divided reaction highlighted a phenomenon that has become increasingly apparent in recent polls and surveys. Vaccine skepticism is more widespread among white evangelicals than almost any other major bloc of Americans. Oh, well, what? Knock me over with an amoeba fart.
You believe in Jesus and Noah's Ark and shit. You can buy into all that crap, but you can't believe it's in the vaccine. That you can believe that some fuckhead named Moses parted the sea with his hands.
If they're young Earth creationists, well, that's God magic.
Adam, somebody pulled a
that's
rib
anti-science.
Out of Adam.
That's anti-science. That's God magic,
which is good
for them.
Grow up! This God has not existed. This is all bullshit. You're living a lie.
You know,
God, please.
A March poll by 40% of white evangelical Protestants say they likely will not get vaccinated.
Oh, please get vaccinated.
40%.
Get vaccinated, but don't tell anybody. Maybe think about it. Like, get vaccinated in secret, of you.
And this is terrifying.
Jesus.
Compared with of all Americans who say they won't get vaccinated, that's 25%. There's still 1 out of 4 people in this fucking country say they won't get vaccinated.
That is a failure in education and in like just
religion,
culture. Oh yeah, it's religion
and a failure of religion and failure of education.
So you think that the 1 in 4 that are vaccine hesitant or whatever the fuck they feel, you think also in the Venn diagram they're into Sky God
and a political failure. Because the Republicans politicized it.
Yeah.
Trump.
The mass.
Politicized.
Trump did that.
From the beginning, the whole thing. It's not here. Don't worry about it. It's going to go away. There's only 15 cases. It's going to be down to 0 on Friday. We'll be done.
You know, if you think
it's
about
nothing.
It.
It's like the flu.
Yeah.
I had it. My superior, not Russian, German genes.
It's so gross.
Fought it off.
I mean, it's hard to say. I know people have tried to imagine how many deaths. COVID deaths can be attributed to Hitler's mishandling of it. But like, even like just how he talked about it.
Right.
How he characterized it, you know, like, you know, the anti-mask thing, the not wearing a mask, finally wearing a mask.
Right.
I mean, he killed people. You know, he did the way he politicized his shit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Burks. Even said that, was it last week? She did an interview. She said that if things had been done differently, she thinks hundreds of thousands of these deaths might have been mitigated.
You know, what really fucking pisses me off is nobody will ever take responsibility and say, you know what, I voted for Trump and I was wrong. And, you know, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Or like, I voted for Matt Gaetz and it turns out instead of picking fucking Phil Ayer, the guy that ran against him, seemed like a nice guy and shit. I picked Matt Gaetz, who turned out to be a sex trafficker. And so, to me, that is such a horrible reflection on my poor judgment. And this is what I'm going to do to better myself. Is that what we're doing because of this?
Okay.
Like we're reading a book or something?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, really, if you voted for Matt Gaetz, how do you feel about yourself, your judgment? You're judge of a person.
The findings have aroused concern even within the evangelical circles. The National Association of Evangelicals, which represents more than 45,000 local churches,
right,
is part of a new coalition that will host events, work with media outlets, and distribute various public messages to build trust among wary evangelicals.
Oh God, Jesus Christ, I don't know what to say to these people other than wear a fucking mask, you know?
Pathway to ending the pandemic runs through the evangelical church, said Curtis Chang, former pastor and missionary who founded ChristiansandTheVaccine.com, the cornerstone of the new initiative, with white evangelicals comprising an estimated 20% of the U.S. population, resistance to vaccination by half of them would seriously hamper efforts to achieve herd immunity, he says.
Oh, my God. Because, fuck. Wait, we got to have herd immunity because eventually the vaccine will wear off and I will have to get a new corona vaccination in a couple of years or something. Or we get herd immunity.
The variants also.
How do we know?
As more of these assholes refuse to get vaccinated, more people are going to get it, and it gives it more chance to mutate.
You know, the frustrating thing is like what you're describing can be avoided if we could just do kind of nominally the right thing.
If we had done the right thing, right?
Oh, yeah. We need a time machine now, you're saying.
Well, and we could still mitigate any further surges.
Yeah.
Get the fucking...
I didn't talk.
Man. I think that was a fly outside.
No, was it?
Yeah.
She wants to get that fly.
I think a fly came up to the window on the outside.
Crazy.
She thought it was. Speaking of.
Right.
A new double mutant variant of the coronavirus has been discovered in California.
Oh, okay.
With scientists worrying the strain could be more infectious.
Oh.
Stanford Clinical Virology Lab identified and confirmed one case of the variant, which first emerged in India in the Bay Area. A spokesperson said 7 other presumptive cases are also being screened. The emergency strain is called the emerging and the emergency strain. The emerging strain is called the double mutant because it carries two mutations in the virus that helps it latch onto cells.
Okay.
The double.
So, the way you started the story, that your tone sounded like this might have been a good story.
No.
This is a bad story. Yeah. It's very bad.
The double mutant variant has been found in 20% of cases sequenced from India's hard hit state of Maharashtra, where coronavirus cases have surged more than 50% in the past week.
Whoa, that's an increase.
It is not yet known whether this new COVID-19 variant is more infectious or resistant to the coronavirus vaccine, but doctors say it makes sense that it could be more transmissible. It also makes sense that it will be more transmissible from a biological perspective, as the two mutations act at the receptor binding domain of the virus, but there have been no official transmission studies to date.
Right. Okay. Well, we got to get that together then.
One of the variant's mutations is similar to the one found in the COVID variants first detected in Brazil and South Africa. The other mutation is also found in a variant first detected in California.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is all these variants come from places where there's fuck tons of virus. I mean, I know that's...
And lots of people.
Captain yeah. Obvious there, but like... So what do we do? So we just have to not have any more COVID.
Right. Get vaccinated for these variants that we
And please, and no, be vaccine
then
hesitant.
We won't have to worry.
You read somebody's Tumblr and you're vaccine hesitant, or Jesus, or some shit bag at your fucking church of God.
Oh, it enters your DNA. It does not.
Listen, and the chip they shoot in your dick hole from Bill Gates doesn't even hurt. And you get a heads up display.
Right. Yeah. I get Disney Plus.
No, do you really?
Oh, yeah.
On your dick hole chip.
That's why my neck hurts. What else did we have going on here? So that was, you know, I'm doing the COVID, the fun section.
You know, it's just so frustrating because to me, nothing is more important than everybody just getting through this COVID. Everybody
and
vaccinated.
Getting back to life. Yeah.
Yes. And then everything, like once we get through the COVID, I think a lot of things will take care of itself. You know,
one would hope many predictions are that it's going to be like a roaring 20s kind of thing. Like everybody's going to go nuts and want to go out and party and have fun and drink.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because pandemic is less fun than more pandemic. No pandemic. Pandemic is less fun than no pandemic.
Right.
Unless, we don't want a pandemic.
Unless you're the pandemic. Yeah.
Unless you're vaccine hesitant. You read something. You saw something on YouTube that made you think that, I don't know.
The headlines, Paris fear is worse still to come.
Perfect.
Foreign travel on hold for UK. Everyone in England to be offered twice weekly tests if they want them. Saudis to allow only immunized pilgrims to Mecca.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God, that's coming up.
Can we do that in can you zoom into Mecca instead?
What is that, the Hajj?
It's not the time for that. I mean, I know it is the time, but you know, the thing is with these gods, if they're decent gods and shit that you're into, they would be like, you know what, my children, take a chill pill on the Hajj and the fucking.
But didn't they last year? Didn't they cast some magic and say you guys don't have to come this year or something like that?
I don't know. We have to check that. Shelby, check that magic. The Hajj.
Oh, it's Ramadan. Oh. Saudi authorities said only people immunized against COVID-19 will be allowed to perform the year-round Umrah pilgrimage from the start of Ramadan, the holy fasting month for Muslims. The Hajj and Umrah ministry said in a statement that three categories of people would be considered immunized. Those who have received two doses of the vaccine, those administered a single dose at least 14 days prior, and people who have recovered from infection.
You know, it's just that people, we've been at this thing where no one's going anywhere for a long time, and people are just going to start going places. So that's why we need that vaccine passport shit, because we got to do something.
Yeah. The Umrah usually attracts millions of Muslims from across the globe each year. Authorities said the Umrah will be allowed to return to full capacity once the threat of the pandemic has abated.
You know, this pandemic shit in our governor, not to totally change the subject, but he is like putting that, say he would never allow like a vaccine passport program. Does he have a thing where he can't do anything that's good?
Yeah.
Or you know, well, yeah. Helpful.
He's Trump Jr.
What a useless piece of shit. We can't even have that. That would be so valuable in Florida. If you had to, I don't know, get your vaccine passport scanned before you go in some club. You know, if you have it. Oh, shit.
And one of our favorite stories
that's
ongoing, but we can't diminish the horrificitude of the victims.
Right.
But Matt Gaetz.
Oh, yes. Talk about. Talk about victims.
They. It looks like conservatives are dumping him.
Oh, no. Jeez.
Like crickets.
Well, we found out what it takes. It takes, a bunch of sex trafficking, but with lots of evidence, right?
Yes.
Okay. We figured it out. The line. They will not tolerate this.
Meanwhile, after Gaetz appeared on Fox News 18 times in March, his up till, I don't know what happened over the weekend, but by up till Friday, his scandal was mentioned 0 times in April on Fox.
Oh, jeez. Zero.
Zero.
In April. This April. But everyone's talking about
it. They have covered it since. But up until then.
Yeah.
There was 3 or 4 days that they didn't even talk about it.
Jeez.
2 or 3 days.
Why? It's an interesting story. I mean, you know, it's a lot of details. Weird details, too.
This is the founding editor of Mediaite, Colby Hall, was on telly.
Hello.
He said, Matt Gaetz is really good on television. He's telegenic. Some of the best television is when he went on CNN and he and Chris Cuomo would battle, go back and forth because both were very confident and both had decent legal minds.
Right. Okay.
And would fight, but it was actually a good engaging conversation. But it's fascinating now to see that Matt Gaetz is losing a lot of political support.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's hanging out, giving 17-year-olds. He's like, hey, what's your Venmo?
And he pointed to Tucker Carlson's stunned reaction to the interview.
That was really funny.
What was interesting about the Tucker Carlson thing was that afterwards, Tucker just kind of threw him under the bus and said, that was weird. That was bizarre. And other than Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's crickets coming from the GOP caucus. Listen to your cheerleader squad.
Oh, your colleagues have come to your defense. Or have they? Are they just
no, Boebert. Not even Boebert.
Not Boebert. You lost Boebert. Boebert has left you. Sad.
Quite sad.
He's on a bit of an island. He's probably not real happy right now.
Yeah. A mental island. That or an island. Actually, if he was on a physical island, that would be a lot. Society would be safer. Children.
Newsmax contributor noted that Gates could face up to 25 years for trafficking charges, a sentence that would only increase if the women involved were truly underage.
Damn.
His belief that she may have been older than 17 is really no defense. Criminally, I think there's more involved. Remember, this investigation started under Bill Barr. This investigation isn't something recent. We've learned about it recently, but there's been something going on for months now.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's been talking about making a move and leaving Congress and going to some media outlet, they're saying there's
that's what's up.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah.
He must have had like a 24-hour heads up. He's like, this shit is about to get real. And he's like, I'm taking a job at Newsmax.
There's news that a former Gates staff member is going to hold a media availability tomorrow regarding a recent encounter with the FBI.
Oh, fuck. Just a media availability, meaning, hey, you want to ask me questions?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell you guys what the FBI said to me.
Jeez.
I was sort of stunned when I saw that. This is the editor of Mediaite. And the truth is, I don't really know the full details, but that press release came out on Matt Gaetz' letterhead.
Whoa.
It looks like this staffer is going to basically tell all about what he knows about the FBI and sell out Rep Gaetz.
Wow.
Rep Gaetz. Well, his, I don't know if it's his communications director, but you see his longtime communications guy is like,
goodbye.
So long. Oh, see
shit,
ya.
Man. Damn, Matt. You know, it's a sex trafficking and all these people, they're very much into QAnon. And they're right. Anti-sex trafficking, I think.
And regardless if they were of age, you're still taking someone across state lines to pay for sex. That's sex trafficking. Okay. That's why they say that's right. 25 years. It goes up if they're underage.
Right, right, right. And he's just getting Venmos. He's like, give me your Venmo. I'm going to send you some
my
money.
Cash
he
app.
Gives
yeah.
a fuck. I'm going to and he's showing pictures of these women, right, to these girls, to people in Congress. Wasn't that the story?
Of some girls that he was fucking. Okay. Who the hell knows?
Gosh. This is weird. You know. I don't mean to sound cliche or something, but, you know, government, it's a position. You should go if you don't want to serve the people.
I want to make money. Get a cushy consulting gig when I'm done after I sell my votes to the highest bidder.
At least you're selling votes. At least you're doing something. This fuckhead is running around with some state tax collector in the middle of the night. The middle of the night. They're making IDs for women. They're trafficking. Matt Gaetz is actually doing that. And they're making, they're calling people. They're out to, weird shit. I mean, what this guy didn't. When does Matt Gaetz govern?
He's not doing much. That was the other thing. They're like, he's one of the least productive members of Congress because he's always running around. He just flew to Montana not too long ago, right? To shit on Liz Cheney.
Right.
For no reason other than because she dared vote to impeach that orange motherfucker.
He might have been picking someone up. There might have been a package in Montana to pick up and bring back to traffic back to D.C. or something. I don't know. We don't know.
We've got... thanks for listening, everybody.
Right. Thanks for joining the Crab Diving Podcast. We're available on the podcasting app, on Stitcher and Spotify.
We have... God, Marjorie Taylor Greene is just such a spectacular piece of shit.
Is she in the news?
Yeah, she's a little bit. She's she had said, I think we played the clip of something being the mark of the beast or something like that. And the COVID passports.
Is the mark of the beast?
Well, now she's raising money over it.
Oh. Where are these people sending her money?
Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene is using Gordon Klingenschmidt's Pray in Jesus' Name mailing list for this, to say
oh my God.
So these conservatives sell their mailing lists to each other.
So gross.
Joe Biden and his Democrats have wasted no time asserting more and more control over the American people. Has he even read the Constitution? They want to defund the police so they can control who is protected them and who is not protecting you.
But she's selling somebody's shit. That's the whole point, right?
They want to cancel. Huh? No, she's using Gordon's email to send this out.
Oh, okay.
To raise money for herself.
Right. I got you.
They want to cancel gender so they can even decide who can share a restroom with your daughter and be on a sports team.
Gender's canceled, everybody.
Now they want to issue immunity passports so they can decide when you can get on a plane, go to work, even leave your home.
Oh my God.
This sounds a lot like the mark of the beast as described in Revelations 13:18.
Oh, yes.
And I will never allow this to happen while I am still drawing breath. Oh boy. Now here's the really important part, underlined.
Okay.
I need every patriot to stand with me and make an, all caps, emergency donation to my campaign.
Oh.
We need to raise $45,300 in the next 72 hours so I will have what I need to fight back against the liberal horde.
Oh God, the whores, please stop it. Jesus, the money. All the fucking time.
But what's ridiculous is it's for her next campaign. It's not like I need money right now to photocopy pictures of Nancy in compromising positions and send them out. She doesn't. It's not like I need you to send the money now. They're not suing people. They're not doing anything with that money. It's for her campaign.
But they're raising the money too off lies.
Well, that's how saying. Republicans roll. Please don't delay. Our nation is on the brink of being overtaken by out-of-control liberals.
Ooh.
We need to show these leftists that Americans want freedom, not the bologna. Baloney.
We want the bologna. All
being
of it.
Peddled for a socialist nightmare. Donate today. God bless America. Fight the radicals, it says. Paid for by Green for Congress.
Boebert. Great. Great, idiots. No, yes, please send her money for her next run for fuckface of the year. Do that. I thought she was getting
this message
out.
Was sent to 2021 Pray in Jesus' Name Project.
Yay! Yeah, clinging shit.
Colorado Springs, Colorado. There you go.
Okay. God, the Christian lunacy economy is weird, right? On network, people are selling mailing lists.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. It's retail, e-commerce.
Yeah.
It's like a business.
I bet Mark Taylor's got a hell of a mailing list.
Well, let's see, but you know.
Also, you can have my mailing list for QAnon, for Jesus.
Whatever. You can bring up his retail side business, whatever. He's a prophet. That doesn't take away from the fact that he's a self-proclaimed prophet.
We do have, speaking of QAnon.
Yes.
I think we've played this person before. This is, I think on this person's show was the first time we heard Gene Consensi.
Ha ha ha. Yeah.
Who proclaimed that Hillary Clinton was killed.
Yeah.
Hanged.
Right.
By a military tribunal and has been replaced with a clone, as has Bill Clinton, who was frog marched up to a wall to face a firing squad.
Oh, yeah.
And then he turned his back cowardly.
Of course.
He wouldn't even face the firing squad before that sniveling coward went down in a hail of bullets. And he's also been replaced by a clone.
Who do they think? You know,
this is the woman that said, "Oh, really?" When he said Bill Clinton's also been killed. And she was like, oh, I know about Hillary. But, oh, Bill too?
Listen, the Clintons, you know, you could probably say, I don't know, you could call them neo-libs if you want. And there's negatives there.
Well, they are, yeah.
But, you know, it's not, they are not Trump. And they are not, like, you know, Satan they're not the spawn of evil like zombie dragons or something. The way they make themselves. You know, I'm listening to that Fear again by Woodward, and you know, it's amazing we made it out of this Trump shit.
Right.
It really is amazing. And it's just the way they're Bannon told Trump to, he's like, just talk about how bad Hillary Clinton is and nothing else, and you'll win.
He was right. So here is this QAnon loon, Kirsten Weldon.
Yes.
Well, here's her hot scoop.
So they had that freeze out, and they did it with the weather warfare. That would be, you know, the bunker fuel in the ocean and the pulling down the polar vortex, right?
Right.
The chemtrail. So they pulled it down.
Oh, I don't know who this asshole is with her.
Right.
Oh yeah, right. So this is the evil liberal weather control.
Yes, right.
With the weather warfare, that would be, you know, the bunker fuel in the ocean and the pulling down the polar vortex, right?
Right.
The chemtrail. So they pulled it down and they hit all of Texas. As you know, it had a huge freeze. So yeah, that's what happened. And they usually do it from the Arecibo Observatory when they do their hurricanes and stuff to pull the hurricane stuff through that Arecibo Observatory.
What?
It's Arecibo.
But that's where they do their hurricanes? What does that mean? That's where the hurricanes come from?
Well,
Arecibo?
Yeah, but...
I didn't know that.
I believe the Arecibo Observatory is RIP.
What do you mean?
I think it's dead. I don't think they use it
anymore.
Then
where do the hurricanes come from? If that's the case.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They don't. It's been.
Is she really saying hurricanes come from Arecibo?
I could be wrong.
Wow.
But I thought there was a one of those recently that.
Well, this lunatic is wrong. Someone needs to tell her.
Oh, so there's still a facility there, but it's the radio telescope that they don't use anymore. That's now, it's done.
Right. Okay.
1,000 feet in diameter.
Yeah. Jeez.
It was started in 1963. Two cable breaks, one in August 2020 and the second November 2020 threatened the structural integrity of the support structure and damaged the dish. They determined in November that it was safer to just decommission the telescope rather than try to repair it. But the telescope collapsed before the controlled demolition could be carried out.
Oh, I see. Before a controlled demolition has been carried out, I've seen numerous X-Men movies where oftentimes, the labs, the secret hideouts, things of that nature are located below old facilities that are supposedly
so. This is
abandoned.
This is just a coincidence that
absolutely
that they were getting that money ready to control demolition it safely so that it doesn't.
And then they moved in,
and then accidentally something fell on it and collapsed the whole thing. Anyway, here's
their hurricane creating machine. So that's Arecibo.
So Arecibo, yeah, she's like, you know, they use the Arecibo
Observatory when they do their hurricanes and stuff to pull the hurricane stuff through that Arecibo Observatory in Puerto Rico. But this time, the Arecibo Observatory was down. So they did it.
Arecibo.
What do you want from her?
She said it 5 different fucking ways.
She's emotional. She's talking about this. We're talking about where hurricanes come from.
Observatory was down.
It was how they dragged the polar vortex down. And,
oh, okay.
And smacked Texas for being all Republican and shit.
Does she believe in Jesus?
She's wearing a cross around her neck.
Okay.
Time the Arecibo Observatory was down. So they did it through the Ecuadorian heart facility. It was traced there. If you watch my videos, you would see the video. It traced all the way back to the Ecuadorian heart facility. And that was China testing out their new weapons, weather weapons. And of course, Biden was paid billions of dollars before and got more money for letting them do that to the United States.
So Biden somewhere. Where's all these? Where's Biden's secret billions? Because he put out his his financials, and he's not a billionaire.
What's her name? Who is this again?
Kirsten Weldon.
Kirsten is so sure of herself. Like the way
she's giddy.
And that's how it'll happen.
She's got a pretty nice place too.
Well, listen, this.
I mean, if she's shooting in her domicile.
Right. Well, if you're onto something like this, you're obviously a very, accomplished scientist or something.
Right.
The stuff she's discovering.
Right.
You know, so of course she has a nice house. The science business pays bigly.
You said it would take supernatural another miracle. That miracle is coming. When I say a 9-0 thing at the Supreme Court, even if they deny it, I'm telling you, that election is getting pulled down.
It's going to be a 9-0, but even if they deny it.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a 9-0, but even if they deny it. But you're telling me it's going to be a unanimous decision, but if it's not.
Right.
Okay.
Stay off my Facebook.
Oh, God, that's so good.
That was Hank.
Kuhneman.
Hank.
Kuhneman or something.
Yeah, Kuhneman.
A religious nutball, just like Mike Lindell.
What we cannot do is try to, you know, quit, give up, point the finger, and then begin to think, well, you know what, all of this was just a smokescreen. No, that's what the enemy wants. Because it's a sad day if all of God's messengers, prophets, intercessors, Christians were somehow wrong, and the fake news that we know have been fake news were the voice of truth.
Well,
if it's inconceivable that all of God's messengers, prophets, intercessors,
even the
intercessors, and Christians were somehow wrong.
Wow. Well, this idiot, take a
That's
seat.
Hank Kuhneman.
Take a seat, Hank. I have some bad news for you. They are wrong.
I don't think we've heard this guy before. These are, it would be Faith It's Friday, but this, it's fucking Monday.
God.
This is a right-wing pastor by the name of Shane Vaughn.
Okay.
I don't know that we've heard him before.
Shane Vaughn, religious person.
But when we talked earlier about these evangelicals being more likely to be anti-vax.
That's nice.
Listen to the crazy shit that these people believe and are listening to.
Okay.
Shane Vaughn. Right-wing pastor, on his last Thursday episode of his Professor Toto's Conservative College.
What?
Ryan.
What? Professor Toto's Conservative College?
It's Professor Toto's Conservative College.
I've never been to that university.
Shane Vaughn.
Right.
This episode of Professor Toto's Conservative College. Is titled,
yes,
The Sorcery of Soros. The Sorcery.
Oh, good. I haven't seen this one.
Of Soros.
Okay.
Loading.
I didn't see this Harry Potter.
You remember in South Africa, that was a colony of Great Britain. It had a monarchy.
It's hanging up on me here. Yes, we remember.
Right. Absolutely. You're winding up to a crazy point, I think.
Let's try this again. It's being really twatty.
Right, right.
You remember in South Africa, that was a colony of Great Britain. It had a monarchy, a tradition of monarchy there for many, many years. And South Africa was a wonderful nation.
Oh, I think there might be a couple of black people in South Africa that you might want to chat with and ask them how fucking great South Africa was.
Methinks you gotta check that privilege, motherfucker.
But it was a closed society. It had a queen.
Well,
it had an identity with the Commonwealth, with Great Britain. It was identified there. It had traditions. Right. It had its own history. Soros said these words, and I quote,
Drink.
Where could I find a better opportunity for opening up a closed society? So he brings his money down.
Right. It was a closed society in that they kept the black people down and segregated. It's called apartheid, you fuck.
And George Soros donates his money to different causes, right?
Well, yeah.
Is that bad or something? Do people not like that? Isn't that a good thing? Well, what is it about George Soros that bothers them?
Because he donates to liberal causes.
Well, shit, man.
That's why he's evil. But
Republicans.
But the Mercers, they're good. They love the Mercers. They love the Koch brothers. They loved Sheldon Adelson.
The Republicans, you have to understand. Think about it like this. In this universe, you guys are the really, really bad people in this movie. Do you understand that?
So he brings his money down to South Africa, and he funds the university with scholarships.
Oh, my God. He's teaching the blacks, Ryan.
Oh, please.
He's educating and indoctrinating the blacks to hate the whites that are keeping them imprisoned in ghettos.
Don't give me any scholarships.
For black youth in apartheid South Africa. When he opens that school, he changes South Africa. And look what he did down there. Look at the division that came between the white South Africans and the blacks.
The division
that came.
There was a division. Right. It was enforced with guns and fences.
Apartheid.
And passports where the citizens of color had to have passports to go into the white folk neighborhoods.
Now, I am not a sociologist, but apartheid had a lot to do with division, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. God.
It was a closed society.
This guy is the kind of person that's like, you know, people are making so that you're, by calling out racism, you're making it worse. This is one of these idiots.
He's basically saying South Africa was so much better with that apartheid. It was so much better for everyone, Ryan.
This person, I would challenge this person to think as if he's not a white colonizer.
Ooh.
Maybe.
That might be rough.
That might help, dickhead.
South Africa, and look what he did down there. Look at the division that came between the white South Africans and the blacks. Now they're killing them by the thousands, taking their land. Why?
It's just not true. This is that bullshit that the blacks are attacking the poor, pristine, lily white farmers and dragging them out by the thousands and executing them and just taking their land. It is not true. Not true. Not true. Not true.
Yeah. It's
Have there been some skirmishes? Sure. Yes. Has there been a murder or two, maybe? Yeah, huh?
Okay. Well, but that doesn't mean that we can't have freedom.
Taking their land. Why? Because he divided South Africa with this open society. Remove the culture. Remove the law. Remove the foundation of the society.
What is he talking about?
He's blowing a load on apartheid's back.
But
he loves it.
It was segregation and shit like that was oppression.
But no, now they're killing the whites, Ryan. It was okay when the whites were killing the blacks and getting away with it. And the police would beat the shit out of a black guy for daring to look at a white woman.
Yeah,
because it was illegal.
Right. And it sucks if you go to a restaurant and you can't sit in the nice part of the restaurant because of the color of your skin. That is oppression.
Or you don't get into the restaurant.
Yeah, the same restaurant that society, you know, benefits from societies like infrastructure and shit like that. It's crazy.
Open society. Remove the culture. Remove the law. Remove the foundation of the society. Turn the races against one another.
Wow. I'll bet he's really upset with the allies for messing up Hitler's little thing he had going.
This is the guy, when you're getting on a plane, you're like, please do not sit next to me.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Nation of the society, turn the races against one another, and then you take the nation and you create now an open society.
Okay.
This is a bad thing.
An open society. Well, open. So, I mean, the nature of...
I don't know how to explain this.
The thing about being a liberal or a progressive is like you're progressing, you're evolving, and you know, it's... you want to include more people. You want to be less exclusive. You want more people under your tent. You're expanding.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, if you're sane. Isn't that what Reince Priebus said after they lost to Obama?
Well, yeah.
We need to start looking at ways to expand our message and expand to welcome people of color. And the Republicans are like, yeah. Fuck no.
Well, they cut him off there. He's welcome people of color. But you know, that's never going to happen because it's a fucking Republican party. So fuck it. That's what he said. The last bit got cut off.
April 4th, 2021. This is yesterday. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States of America.
Okay.
Very warm message from right. the former president for Easter.
I'm looking for
Happy Easter to all caps.
Okay.
Including the radical left crazies.
Shut up.
All caps.
Is that what he said?
Who rigged our presidential election and want to destroy our country. Exclamation point. Wow, that's beautiful. I'm wiping a tear from my eye.
Thank you, former President Trump.
Happy Easter to all, including the radical left crazies, all capitalized, who rigged our presidential election and want to destroy our country. Exclamation point.
What do you want? Is there a call to action?
He's not angry.
No.
He's not bitter.
Is there a call to action? Are we supposed to storm anything this time? No,
it's
no?
just
okay.
a statement, man.
Thank
it's
you.
Just, how dare you question his motivations?
Thank you for not encouraging everyone to go to the Capitol again. We appreciate that.
Yet.
Yeah, yet, yet. Boy, this guy is a piece of fucking work. The radical left.
Like that one New Year's, Happy New Year's, including the haters.
And say Happy Easter and say something like, how many times have we had this conversation? I mean, he just can't not, you know, he just.
Yeah, but there's, I pulled another story. There's the way he's being talked about on telly now is very different. This one of his biographers was on CNN.
Yes.
Michael D'Antonio. Wrote a book about Trump, and he said that Trump, it was on with Jim Acosta. They were talking about Trump crashing these weddings.
Oh my
God. And stuff like that. Like, and instead of toasting the future of the bride and groom, he's like, Joe Biden is taking everything away from you.
Mm. That's awesome.
So this biographer, D'Antonio, yes. says Trump is basically an aging comedian recycling old material.
Right.
We have to suffer through the same nonsense over and over again. And as you said, you do hate to hear it because at least technically speaking, he's a former president.
You know, this affords us an opportunity. If society was smart, we would contain this motherfucker in Mar-a-Lago or someplace that looks just like Mar-a-Lago.
Well, he kind of is.
Yeah, keep him in Mar-a-Lago and then don't just have events there that are events.
Well, he may be in jail.
Oh, that's true. I was going to say, just make events that are simply for him to attend, you know, and let him do his shit.
Under house arrest.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like gaslight him and just
let him do his thing.
Tell him he's still in charge.
Right. And that's better than him ruining the planet. Instead, he's just ruining a bunch of fake weddings until he's fucking dead, you know.
They watched that tape of Trump at the wedding, and D'Antonio said Trump is very needy. And the wedding video shows him really begging for people to applaud.
God.
As they mocked the Trump wedding video, D'Antonio remarked, "This would be his Fat Elvis period."
Ouch, Donald. God, D'Antonio, what do you want from the fucking guy?
Look at Fat Elvis taking shrapnel.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. I mean, Trump can't make it down a fucking ramp. What do you want him to do? Go out and play rugby or something?
Elvis still gave his all in Vegas, though, when he was big Fat Elvis.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Sweating up the stage.
I'd like to see Trump get in a glittery onesie. Or maybe not.
No, maybe not. Just spray it on,
right?
Spray glitter on me.
That's the way I prefer it. I just spray on my clothes these days.
Matt Gaetz talked to the, real hard-hitting interview with the Washington Examiner. When OAN was busy.
Right. No news, Max.
He lashed out at the sex scandals from the Democrats. And their various outrages towards Republicans. He blasted news outlets that blew the lid on his scandalous allegations, saying they're just repeating false allegations about a congressman who loathes the swamp and fights both sides of it on a daily basis. I'm fighting Republican and Democrats, he's saying.
Right, right. Okay, Matt, I think your swamp is really, you've got these underage women that you want to get somewhere. And you have to fly them, so you have to, your swamp is finding fake IDs and getting their Venmo so you can pay them.
Washington scandal cycles are predictable, and sex is especially potent in politics, he wrote. Well, let me first remind everyone that I am a representative in Congress, not a monk, and certainly not a criminal.
I agree with some of those. That is one of those. I think you're a criminal, Matt.
I have never, ever paid for sex. And second, I, as an adult man, have not slept with a 17-year-old. It comes as no surprise that my political opponents want to sensationalize and criminalize my prior sex life, just as I am getting engaged to the best person I've ever known.
Wow.
It is regrettable that the battle of ideas should thus become so personal. But then again, when your ideas suck, you need to stoop this low.
Oh, my God. Your idea, what is your idea that you're battling for? The idea that you should be able to, I don't know, what do? You walk up to Louis Gohmert, hey, you want to get on a private plane this weekend? I got two 17-year-olds from Honduras coming in.
He went on to attack the media, Justice Department, underscored it all by saying, no, I am absolutely not resigning.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, geez, I think that kind of happens when you get arrested and thrown into clink. I think you kind of get resigned.
So, and again, not a lot of Republicans slithering to his defense.
Yeah, it's very confusing.
Jimmy Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to do now?
He's so credible.
But, you know, right. I mean, the thing about Jim Jordan is, and I know this isn't a fair thing to say about him, but what we know is that he used to be okay with the spontaneous yanker team doc in in his college wrestling thing.
Oh, yeah.
What else was he doing?
Oh, right.
I mean,
tip of the iceberg.
I mean, you know, not to be a shithead, but it seems like he'd be doing other shit.
Mehdi Hassan, who is awesome.
Oh, yes.
On MSNBC, sits in for Hayes a lot, has his own show on the Peacock, I think it is. He does these things on his show. Called a 1 minute rant.
Okay.
And he did one about our beloved congressman here.
Damn.
Matt Gaetz. And it's worth the listen.
Oh, awesome.
Up the clock. Matt Gaetz was elected to the Florida House in 2010, backed by his daddy Don Gaetz' deep pockets and Republican connections. Just 2 years after being arrested for driving under the influence, as a Florida legislator, he mocked women in tattoos for using welfare, called for recipients of welfare to be drug tested, suggested two black members of the state Senate did not know how to write or spell, and was one of only two Florida House members to vote against a bill criminalizing revenge porn. Elected to Congress in 2016, Gaetz...
He was one of two to vote against criminalizing revenge porn.
Wow, that's weird. I mean,
when he was here, you know, in the state house.
Gosh.
Criminalizing revenge porn. Elected to Congress in 2016, Gaetz invited an accused Holocaust denier to be his guest for the State of the Union. Appeared on Alex Jones's InfoWars show. Claimed Attorney General Jeff Sessions was a hostage of the deep state. Called for the firing of Robert Mueller. Defended Trump's description of Haiti as an asshole country. Talked about cultural genocide. Falsely accused George Soros of funding a migrant caravan 10 days before a white supremacist massacred 11 Jews at a synagogue. Wore a gas mask to mock the threat from COVID. Attended a maskless party for young Republicans in New York at the height of the pandemic. And was the only member of Congress to vote against a bill to combat human trafficking. Funny that. In February, during the second impeachment trial, Matt Gaetz said he would quit his job and leave his home to defend Donald Trump. The question is, will Donald Trump now do the same for him? We all know the answer to that.
Oh, shit.
1 minute rant.
Damn, I think that just about sums it up. I mean,
and we all know the answer to that, Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Trump would be like, who?
Shit.
Who, Matt, who?
He didn't give a fuck about anyone but himself. Fuck, yeah. I don't even know how people get on the Trump train. Like, how do you find yourself working for that guy? I mean, like, for instance, there's that Jason Miller guy, you know, the guy who
he's the lowest of the low.
The
slipped a morning after pill in his mistress's smoothie.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of smoothie.
I don't have that information.
Mm. Hi, Siri.
Something that masks the flavor of the morning after pill.
Trump's like, you gotta use berry blast with.
Yeah.
Blueberry sugar.
You have to get the extra protein shot.
Yeah. Get one from Corey Lewandowski.
The protein boost.
Yeah. All these creeps, they know how to do all that shit.
Look at the time fucking flying here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate your listening.
That's right.
Greg Abbott, governor of Florida, throwing a hissy fit.
The governor Abbott is the governor of Texas.
Texas?
Yeah.
And he had accepted throwing out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers, but now, after the nasty Major League Baseball has hurt poor Georgia and threatened them and is also threatening Texas, he said he is not going to be throwing out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers home opening game.
Whatever shall we do, you dumb fascist? Whatever shall we do without your stupid Republican finger, you know, on the balls of this, you know, who gives a fuck? Who does he think he is?
I was looking forward to throwing out the first pitch at the Texas Rangers home opening game until the Major League Baseball adopted what has turned out to be a false narrative about Georgia's election law reforms. It is shameful that America's pastime is being influenced by partisan politics.
You were looking forward to it. You were the only one that gave a shit. I guarantee you, not any other person on this planet gave a flying fuck about you throwing out the first pitch aside from yourself. Not one person. So they, hey, do you know Greg Abbott's throwing out the first pitch? Who gives a shit?
Right.
I don't fucking care. They might say, well, fuck him. He's done a shit job for the state. They might even say that.
And now he says, no, he's not participating in any special MLB events. So if the Rangers make the playoffs, no playoffs for you. No World Series for you.
Who cares? Do you bat? Are you a pitcher? Do you play left field? No one gives a fuck about you, you self-important fucking twat.
I will not participate in any event held by MLB, and the state will not seek to host the All-Star Game or other MLB special events.
Republican.
Yes,
you bag of shit. Hey, by the way, Republican, this is the way you do that if you want to do it classy. If you want to just resign, just say you're not going to do it and don't make a speech.
Meanwhile, I saw New Jersey is like, hey, people that are doing productions down in Georgia, come up to Jersey.
Yes.
We've got studios here. We'll give you tax breaks and fuck them. And we're passing laws that help people vote.
Right. And this is why we need that vaccine passport.
Yeah.
We're going to have all this activity and all this movement. How great would it be if we had some, I don't know. This is so crazy, Pat, but what if we had some program in place where we could track people with this shit? We could tell where people have been, who's been sick.
Bill Gates is injecting people with those chips.
Why are we not doing what Taiwan did? Didn't they do the best with this shit? Their virus tracking.
I don't remember. I mean, there are countries that have done better.
We're just going to go back to normal with no mask mandate, no virus, no vaccine passport, no plan, other than hopefully enough people got vaccinated and these vaccine hesitant people don't kill us. That's our plan.
Right.
That's a lot of hope. That's not a plan. Get these fuckers vaccinated.
We do have also in L News.
Yes.
I pulled a story. This is, oh, this makes me crazy. Right. We've talked about this before. These fucking gender reveal parties.
Oh, one cause to fire. Yeah,
if you're into this, well, there's many, many cases of shit that has gone on at these ridiculous gender reveal parties. And por ejemplo, in Mexico.
Yes.
Two people have died in Mexico when an airplane being used for a fucking gender reveal stunt went crashing into the ocean as the parents and guests were waiting for the big moment.
You know, man, no one in their family said, do not do it. Do not fly the plane over that water.
God, stop having these parties, these gender reveal parties. What the fuck?
Do you know why? Do you know why we're having all these accidents at these gender reveal parties? Because people don't know the fucking difference between theatricality and spectacle. They want to do something nice to reveal the gender of their child coming into, for whatever fucking reason.
Well, right. So they can get gifts of the appropriate color.
I'm sorry. If you're doing something with a plane where there's a penis that shoots out of the back, I don't know how you're doing it. That is not theatrical. That is spectacle. That's a novelty. It's stupid. We'll do something nice. Do something with some lights and maybe a puppet or like.
The deadly crash happened this week off the coast of Cancun, where expecting parents hired a plane to fly a banner announcing they were having a baby girl. However, the plane does a series of stunts over the water and then took a nosedive straight down, disappearing into the water with a huge splash.
Now, wait, was it the pilot on board or the...
There were four people on board. Two of them died. One person died before they could get there, and another died while receiving first aid. It's unclear what caused the crash. They are investigating.
You know, and to me, the problem with gender reveal parties, well, the problem with this one was the plane crash. That's the biggest problem. But another problem is, you know, do we really need to be making a big thing over what kind of fun parts are coming out of you? You know what I mean? I mean, do we really need to make that a thing?
Well, it's just a gift troll.
Oh, yeah, it is. Right. Well, why don't we just...
Who cares?
Right.
I mean, okay, I really don't care what kind of parts the creature crawling from your parts has.
And if what is happening...
Unless I'm buying something.
Yes.
Appropriate.
If we're doing these parties at the cost of human life, at the cost of our environment, that forest fire.
Fires! They have fires from assholes with pink fireworks or some shit. To show it's a girl.
Can we get these parties under control? I mean, shit, man. Can we
get these gender reveal parties?
We got in Florida.
Like we need another fucking Hallmark moment or corporate fuckery, spend money kind of thing.
I'll tell you what we need. We need somebody to plug the hole in the fucking shit pond here in Florida before we all die of nuclear bullshit or whatever the fuck is in that. And they're lying. You know they're lying about how bad that shit pond is.
Well, sure.
Oh, God. Gender reveal parties. Who cares? Who cares if your kid is going to have a dick? I don't fucking care. Or a vagina. I don't care. I sure as shit don't want you to burn down the Everglades over it.
In 2019, Pamela Kreimeyer was killed in Knoxville, Iowa, when an explosion meant only to send up pink or blue smoke sent shrapnel flying as well. The expectant couple had inadvertently made a pipe bomb.
Okay.
A piece of metal hit the 56-year-old in the head, killing her instantly.
Oh, no.
She was standing about 45 feet away from the device. And the piece that struck her landed 144 yards away from her after splitting her head.
You know, I got to say, I'm listening to this thing with the idiots, but when I was, growing up, my brothers and I and my dad would make the most tricked out potato guns you've ever seen. I mean, these things, they were like bazookas.
But you knew what you were doing then.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's looking down this.
Right. 2 days later in Iowa.
Right.
A homemade explosive device. Same thing.
Yeah.
Pink or blue, but it blew up and it said it was powerful enough to shake homes more than 2 miles away. Quit. Fortunately, no one was injured or killed.
Don't make bombs. Don't make bombs. If you want to do a jit, God damn it. Fellow theater people, listen to me. If you have friends doing a gender reveal party, take it upon yourself to contact them and give them an idea of what they could do to make something nice on a stage without blowing shit up.
These people were smarter. They shot at the commercial explosive gender reveal kit with a rifle, which appears to have been legal as they were outside city limits.
Oh, yeah. Oh, give me my Uzi. I'm going to take out this fucking pinata. Jesus. Why would that occur to anyone? If you're having a party that's about kids and everybody's getting together, your mind is like, you know what? Who I want to make a part of this event? My rifle. My big fucking rifle. My micro penis.
In October 2018 in Australia, a family revealed the expectant mother was having a boy via blue smoke emitting from a truck while the driver did a burnout in the driveway. The tires... The tires burst into flames from all the friction, leaving those gathered running for safety.
The thing is, I now know how to handle this. If you're doing a gender reveal party, I just passed an executive order. No more creating pink or blue smoke. Or how about this? Any smoke, no smoke. That seems to be the fucking problem. Why do you need to see blue smoke to find out you're having, to let everybody know that the person coming out of you is going to have a cock? But yeah.
It's all going okay until the table falls over and the fireworks start shooting people in the face.
Well, now we're getting to it. Now we're really
sending them running and screaming. They were pink, though. So,
okay. It's not the gender reveal party, I think, is kind of, I don't think it's a great thing to do. I think it's kind of fucked up. That's just me.
I like the music that they put over this.
Now you're getting to it. It's the fireworks.
They lit the explosives atop a flimsy clothes drying rack and they fell over.
Why would you do that? Why would you think of that? Why would you do it like that? The thing is, it's you know, now we're getting fireworks kill people. It's not these gender reveal parties. It's just the element of fire. We need to teach people to take the element of fire out of your fucking ceremonies and shit or something.
One father decided it was Father's Day, his birthday, and he decided to reveal the sex of their baby.
Woo!
With a football kicking.
Okay, now
he kicked the football that exploded in pink powder. He kicked it wrong, went down hard, and snapped his ankle to the point where it required surgery.
But that has nothing to do with the bomb. Did the bomb fall down and explode?
There's no bomb. It was the football was made out of powder.
Oh, okay.
So it just went poof.
Well, I approve of that. I mean, the guy hurt himself, but he just hurt himself. There's no explosion. No one, you know.
And the kahuna, in April of 2017, an off-duty Border Patrol agent revealed he was expecting a boy with an explosion that ended up igniting a 47,000-acre wildfire in Arizona, causing millions of dollars worth of damage.
Wow. And someday, this child is going to be like, tell me, how did you...
He was ordered to pay $8 million in restitution with an initial payment of $100,000.
Oh, my God.
He was also put on probation for 5 years, ordered to make a public service announcement with the U.S. Forest Service about the cause of the so-called sawmill fire. He had to go on and confess.
I don't know if that's a great idea, because now people are going to go get him or something. Jeez.
Fucking idiot. So, and now we have two deaths from a fucking plane.
I mean,
that was gonna
and you need to really think about what you're doing and why you're doing it. Why are you in the plane? Why are you building a bomb? To ask yourself, Or I think the problem with the bomb, the pipe bomb thing you described, I think these people thought, oh, I'm making a fun party device. It's going to go poof.
Well, yeah.
Rather than a bomb.
How about everybody get around, get drunk, and somebody stands up and says, it's a girl or it's a boy. Like you said, why do we need the spectacle?
My parents taught me that fire was dangerous.
Oh.
So maybe that's the difference.
What do you think? One of my parents taught me fire was dangerous. One taught me it was kind of cool.
Yeah. The gender reveal party.
Right.
I accidentally made a pipe bomb.
Did you see there's a study out today that one of Trump's and the Republicans' favorite talking points has been studied? Well, it's been proven to be bullshit. I know you'll be shocked.
Okay.
Politicians told us repeatedly that lockdowns were causing increased numbers of deaths by suicide. We don't have the data. In 2020, deaths by suicide were lower than the previous 3 years.
So it doesn't do that.
Apparently, it didn't.
But we were saying that it did.
The Republicans. That's why lockdowns. Everybody's killing themselves. Trump said, you can't. It's healthier. It's worse than the COVID. People staying home. They're going crazy.
This shit is like, we had this pandemic. This pandemic was going. The only thing you could do was wear a mask, stay home, stay away from people. Other than that, go fuck yourself. We have no other answers. And this fucking dickhead has to politicize a few things that you could do to protect yourself from it. He staying home. He demonized stay. How the fuck can you demonize staying home? It's staying home. Staying home is sometimes a good fucking decision.
Right.
Outside of a fucking pandemic, man. There's nothing scandalous about staying at home.
Oh God.
Yeah.
We have Stephen Miller.
Oh, my God. I thought maybe he passed away. It's been so long since we talked about him. I mean, I hope he's okay. Is he okay?
I find it deeply insulting to describe what we did as inhumane.
Well, what does he mean?
Like, ripping kids from their parents forever.
I find
it deeply insulting.
Well, I can't give a fuck about how you feel. It's not my fault. That's what you did. And if you're insulted that people are pointing it out, how do we make this little twunt feel better? I guess. Fuck him.
A personal thread on the Major League Baseball controversy. I've been a baseball fan my entire life, even the Blacks. No, I added that. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. He thought it.
Almost every penny of allowance as a kid went to the Cards, all saved. Growing up in L.A., my base cards as baseball cards, evil Cardinals.
Right.
Growing up in L.A., my baseball hero was Eric Karros, and my most prized possession was a signed baseball from Tommy Lasorda. The best birthday present I ever got, my father was a Topps 1956 Sandy Koufax card. My favorite way to spend a summer afternoon in D.C. is a Nationals game, and I strongly oppose the designated hitter. Oh, we agree on that. In short, like so many Americans, baseball is woven deeply into the fabric of my life. Few sights in the world are more beautiful than our flag waving over the diamond as the anthem plays. Baseball is the American sport. God. The optimism you feel every time your batter swaggers up to the plate with runners at base,
yeah.
No clock, no timer, is the essence of the American spirit.
What is he mad about?
He's mad that the Major League Baseball said they're pulling the All-Star game from Georgia because...
Well, Stephen, somebody needs to tell Stephen Miller, like, most people don't agree with you. And the reason you ended up in the White House is because Trump did a deal with Vladimir Putin and the Russians helped the Republican Party. And then the Republican Party helped Trump. And then he won. You stole the election. And then you worked in the White House. So it makes you feel like most people feel like him. Does Stephen Miller think most people are Nazis?
Most white people.
Jeez. Well, they're not.
He goes after the commissioner, Manfred. But this decision to engage in ugly, angry, divisive, and vengeful partisan politics. Oh my God, this is Stephen Miller saying this. With whose decision to engage in ugly, angry, divisive, and vengeful partisan politics based on a web of outright lies, Commissioner Manfred has betrayed not only the fans of baseball, but the sport itself. He has broken an unwritten covenant between his sport and the nation. If Major League Baseball wishes to remain the caretaker of the national pastime, something larger than the sport itself, then Manfred must resign.
Well, wait, that you're making the case why they moved it. Because if baseball is something larger than ourselves, then maybe baseball wants to stand up for our voting rights.
But it's based on lies, Ryan. It's the Democrats are lying about what the Republican laws do in Georgia. They just make it better for people to vote.
Isn't this Trump's little bitch?
Well, yeah.
Well, wait. So wait.
And Hitler's little bitch.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This fascist little bitch, who is Trump's little bitch, might be mad at the people in Georgia for going after Trump and selling him out with that recording.
But still, all the Republican states want to enact these laws, and they don't like the fact.
I understand
that Major League Baseball and a bunch of other corporations are sticking their noses in.
So Republicans can put aside their differences to show solidarity over the shared belief that they think that black people shouldn't be able to vote.
Right.
What a great group of fuckers.
This vindictive attacks on Georgia must end. The All-Star Game must be returned. A nation needs nonpartisan symbols and cultural events that stitch us together. Manfred's selfish and cowardly conduct has sullied a treasured part of our national heritage. He has opened a Pandora's box to the hyper-politicization of one of our last truly unifying civic rituals. Those who love and cherish baseball must reclaim the sport for all citizens.
Calm down, motherfucker! Put down the thesaurus. Why so dramatic, Stephen?
He's such a douche.
You
know, American Carnage was his line.
Oh, yes.
In Trump's inauguration.
But it's so dramatic. But the All-Star Games are going to be played in Georgia this year. Who gives a fucking shit? Fucking cares?
What about your free market, you bitch?
And who cares at Abbott? Right. Yeah, that's the free market.
It's a free market. A business is saying, we don't want to do business in your state. Because of something, fuck you.
Then why do they bitch about Twitter and they're running to Telegram? Doesn't Twitter have the right to ban Trump if they want to? It's a private thing.
Right.
It seems like they're operating at a double standard.
United Airlines has now denounced the Georgia voter suppression bill.
Damn, denunciation.
And conservatives are now calling for them to be boycotted.
Boo. Wait. The thing is, how do you get people? I'm boycotting this company because they're trying to support my voting rights. Isn't that weird?
Some have questioned the integrity of the nation's election systems and are using it to justify stricter voting procedures, even though numerous studies have found zero credible evidence of widespread fraud in U.S. elections. Legislation that infringes on the right to vote of fellow Americans is wrong. We believe that leaders in both parties should work to protect the rights of eligible voters by making it easier and more convenient for them to cast a ballot and have it counted. United.
Yeah, and they make a great point, because to me, it sounds like these laws, evidence says we don't need these laws, right?
Right.
And evidence says that these laws will.
Well, and how does not giving somebody water while they're waiting in line I still don't understand that one. I think they believe that you're going to buy their vote.
At what point?
Like, you're going to be like, right. Do you want this water? Do you want to drop dead? Or are you going to switch your vote?
Well, at what point do the Republicans evolve? Because they could evolve and do things that people want, or they could just be, the party that's going to outlaw giving someone water waiting in line to vote. They could either evolve on some shit.
Right.
No, continue to be a lunatic. Continue to be, you know, troglodytes.
There we go.
No United water. Airlines.
No water.
Who had the nerve to think of that shit? That's some Stephen Miller shit, isn't it?
Because decent people were giving people water and snacks as they were stuck in 4 or 5 hour long lines that the Republicans created.
These are the worst Dickensian nightmares, these people. I mean, who looks at, oh, look at that. Look at those people. Out of the goodness of their heart, they're handing somebody water and a snack. Nah, fuck that. I'm outlawing that. Right, that's not good. Right. Fuck that shit. No snacks.
This is a excerpt. Oh no, this is a write up.
Okay,
of a guy who's got a book coming out.
Okay,
in the 2010 midterm election, voters from all over the place gave President Obama what he himself called a shellacking, and oh boy, was it ever. You could be a total moron and get elected just by having an R next to your name. And that year, by the way, we did pick up a fair number in that category.
Oh, shit.
John Boehner.
Right, right.
Is now got a book coming out and he is unloading on the loons.
Oh, I can't wait.
Not to be absolved, because he was as obstructive.
Yes.
He refused. Remember that bullshit Hastert rule. If he hadn't abided by that crap,
right,
he could have gotten some shit done with bipartisan support. But the Hastert rule means if all of your party isn't for it, you don't put it out, because you don't want to look bipartisan.
Then what is the point of having people? Then how are we supposed to fucking function?
Well, it's the cult. It's don't the have Republican
a rule,
cult.
Don't have a rule named after a guy that's known for
our way or the highway.
Children, right? Didn't the Hastert have some shit going on too?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's what they've become. Our way or the highway.
Right.
That's what when O'Connell says, Mitch McConnell says, we're a compromise. We want some bipartisanship. It just means we want everything, or we're going to vote no. We want everything.
Is it fascism where fascism says, here's the box that everything must fit in. If it does not fit in this box, then we're going to fuck it up.
Put yes, in a can sure, yeah.
or something like that. That's no bueno. We don't want that.
He goes on to talk about the loonies. He said some of them, well, you could tell they weren't paying attention because they were just thinking of how to fundraise off of outrage or how they could get on Hannity that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Ronald Reagan used to say something to the effect that if I get 80 to 90% of what I want, that's a win. These guys wanted 100% every time. In fact, I don't think that would satisfy them because they didn't really want legislative victories. They wanted wedge issues and conspiracies and crusades.
Jeez.
He says, to them, my talk of trying to get anything done made me a sellout, a dupe to the Democrats, and a traitor. Some of them had me in their sights from day one. They saw me as much of an enemy as the guy in the White House. Me, a guy who had come to the top of the leadership by exposing corruption and pushing conservative ideas. Now I was a liberal collaborator. So that took some getting used to. What I also had not anticipated was the extent to which this new crowd hated, and I mean hated, Barack Obama.
Wow. Well, see, that then... doesn't that make you, isn't that infuriating? What a waste of Obama. I mean, I'm not saying that, I mean, if it weren't for the Republicans.
Right? He talks about when he was first elected, there was no Drudge, no Breitbart, no kooks on YouTube spreading dangerous nonsense like they did every day about Obama. He's a secret Muslim. He hates America. He's a communist. Yeah. And of course, the truly nutty business about his birth certificate. People really had been brainwashed into believing Barack Obama was some Manchurian candidate planning to betray America.
Did you do your part to tamp that down? Did you do your part to confront your colleagues about that, about how that's some racist bullshit, John?
I think he did say the birther stuff was crazy.
Well, I think. Well, that's nice. Thank you.
He goes on to talk about Roger Ailes and stuff like that. But anyway, right. So new book coming out from Boehner, who is, you know, trying to talk about how the loonies took over and talks about Ted Cruz.
No, does he really?
How everybody hates Ted Cruz.
Of course. Well, Boehner sells weed now, right?
He is on a weed the board of a company that sounds weird.
Wow, that's weird. He's a Republican.
Under the new rules of Crazy Town, I may have been Speaker, but I didn't hold all the power. By 2013, the Chaos Caucus in the House had built up their own power base thanks to fawning right-wing media and outrage-driven fundraising cash.
Damn.
And now they had a new head lunatic leading the way who wasn't even a House member. There is nothing more dangerous than a reckless asshole who thinks he is smarter than everyone else. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Senator Ted Cruz.
Damn.
He enlisted the crazy caucus of the GOP in what was a truly dumbass idea. Not that anybody asked me.
That's pretty funny. So, John Boehner seems like he has a good sense of humor, very dry.
Yeah, he seems like you could have a beer with him, maybe. And
seems like he would drink wine, smoke cigarettes.
Try to overlook some of the horrificitude.
Yeah.
I mean, he was kind of stuck.
Right, right.
He said the Chaos Caucus had built enough of a power base.
Yeah.
That him trying to say, we'll reach across the aisle, they would have removed him from his speakership.
You know, it's the thing is, when these Republicans get these fanatics, like, they don't know how to stand up to him, because then the fanatics get everybody upset at the guy because they're like, oh, look, he's a rhino. But that's everything with them. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But what are they going to do about that?
We're watching it now. We got to see what happens in the next elections. Hopefully.
What are they going to do about the radicalization within their own party?
That's what I mean. Hopefully the with the Trump effect wearing off.
Yeah. Is it?
Well, there's got to be a new Trump.
Yeah.
He's not going to run again.
Yeah, yeah.
Please.
Right. Well, I think he'll... I don't
well,
think
he'll pretend to run.
Yeah.
He'll pretend to run.
He doesn't look healthy, dude.
But, well, absolutely. And I saw a story today. I didn't pull it, though. But it's about, like, why nothing... Oh, we got to go. But it's about why nothing is happening in regards to his presidential library.
Wait, that's not happening.
No, like, there's no, you know, by now there'd be planning and fundraising and picking a spot and all that shit. And they're saying the reason it's not is that he wants to keep the grift going, because him saying, here's my presidential library, is him saying, I'm not going to be president again.
Oh, my God, Donald. The
so
party's
he
over.
Wants to keep the grift going and keep getting as many campaign donations as he can.
There's just no good way to fight this guy. Because then you say, well, all right, no fucking library for you. And then that's perfect. He's the martyr.
Right. And who's going to go to the fucking Trump library?
Well, I'm not. Not without a buddy.
Let's get the fuck out of here. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcasting app and at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everyone. We will reconvene in the treehouse again tomorrow.
Come on, man.
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
But he was doing good, and that's what makes it so bad.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.